the Bengals here on WJBA AM 1450. Hi, friends. Back to Altoona for wrestling coverage. Glad to have you along on WJBA AM 1450 online, WJBA.com. Also being broadcasted in partnership with our friends at greensports.net. Hi, I'm Nate Rigotti. Mike Hildreth with you here at Altoona for the 2A Southwest Regional. A shot at Hershey on the line for our local wrestlers. Great consolation bouts earlier this morning. And now as we get set for a 12 p.m. start on the semifinals and the consolation quarterfinals that will run together. Win in the consolations, you're into Hershey. Win in the semis, and you're going to wrestle for a regional championship.
Yep, and if you lose that first match in the consolations, you're going to have to drop down and win one to make it. And if you don't, your journey's over this year. But hopefully we don't have to experience that too much. We've got some Greene County, Washington kids coming up on the mat here early, and we're excited to give you all the action.
Yeah, here's who we're watching as we begin this next round of wrestling. In the consolations at 107 pounds, Braden Hanning, a freshman of Jefferson Morgan. He will be wrestling in the consolations, as well as Clayton Ely of McGuffey at 127 pounds. At 139 pounds, Mason Wright of Beth Center. At 145 pounds, Caleb Patton of Wash High. Two of them at 152 pounds, both Logan Noyes of Burkittstown and Victor Bonus of McGuffey are still alive in the consolations. And at 160 pounds, Owen Ibsick of Bentworth still alive in the consolations. Again, for the consolations, if you lose this round of consolations, you're in the seventh place bout. They'll take the top seven, so you'll have to win the seventh place bout. If you win in consolations, you're into the Consy semifinals, where if you win that bout, you're in the third place match. If you lose that bout, you're in the fifth place match. Then our semifinalists. All of these wrestlers won both of their bouts last night, and this will be their first competition of Saturday. That's at Lucas Barr at 133 pounds of McGuffey, Drake McClure at 139 pounds of Bentworth, and Carter Cadis of Burkittstown also at 139 pounds. It's also Alec Palco of Jefferson Morgan at 160 pounds, Malachi Peak of Beth Center at 189 pounds, Noah Lehue of Beth Center at 215 pounds, and Colin White of West Greene at 285 pounds. All of those wrestlers, again, have already clinched a trip to Hershey, just trying to get a better spot on the podium, better seating, and, of course, a regional gold medal here at Altoona. First up on the mats, let's get back to action here. Mats have been cleared, wrestlers out there. Mats won, and mats four. How are we doing this, Mats?
Yep.
Mats one and three are the Consies.
Yep.
Mats two and four are the semifinals. So first up on mat one in consolations, Ethan Cochin of Bishop McCourt and Carl Thomas of Burl. On mat number two in the 107-pound semifinals, it's Cooper Deputy of Chestnut Ridge and Angelo Bonai of Central Valley.
And over here on mat number four, we have Ty Matthews of Central and Mason Kiesecker of Derriere. And we're moving right to mat three, featuring Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan and Warren Wolsagel from Elizabeth Forward. That match tied up 0-0 30 seconds into the bout. Looks like we have a little bit of mess on the edge. We have all those people on it. You'll have that. They're cleaning that up. A little break in action between Hanning and Wolsagel.
Carl Thomas of Burl takes a 3-0 lead in the consolations at 107 pounds. Kiesecker, so good. He's the two seed coming in here, wrestling in the semifinals of Derry, already up 6-3.
Over here on mat number three, we got Hanning and Wolsagel. Hanning out of Jefferson Morgan, trying to rally for position here. Hanning's throwing those hips, got double underhooks, trying to pull a little throw here, but Wolsagel's making it difficult on him, really lowering that center of gravity. Wolsagel grabs down at that leg, but Hanning's having none of it. Has control of that right arm, and that'll bring an end to that first period. Still locked up 0-0 over on mat four. Ty Matthews from Central and Mason Kiesecker of Derry area. Kiesecker up 6-2 now. with a minute left in that first quarter.
Cooper,
first
deputy out of Chestnut Ridge, District 5 champion. This is the longest he's had to wrestle at all this weekend. He had a fall in 28 seconds, a fall in 40 seconds. He has a 6-1 lead with 30 seconds remaining in the first period.
Canning and Wolsagel go neutral. Trying to rally for position, goes out of bounds. We'll come back to center.
Carl Thomas of Burl still leading Ethan Kochin of Bishop McCord at 107 pounds. This is consolation action. And Cooper Deputy looking for the fall. Going to get some back points here, trying to pin Angelo Bonai of Central Valley here in the semifinals, and he gets it.
Time ran out.
He gets the four back points. I thought he slapped the mat, but
Hanning's in a tough spot right now. Gets taken down. Wolsagel has wrist and leg going down for the cradle. But if Hanning can get his head out, and he does, he gets the reversal. And Wolsagel bellies out, rolls over. Hanning on top trying to work position, but they're probably going to crawl out, and they do with a minute one left. Score 3-2 right now in favor of Wolsagel. Hanning takes position.
There's the fall for Cooper Deputy, by the way. Comes now at 2:18. Cooper Deputy of Chestnut Ridge into the finals.
Kiesecker up 9-2 over there on mat number 4 over Ty Matthews from Central. Kiesecker from Derry area.
Also a fall in the consies. Carl Thomas of Burl with a pin in 2 minutes and 30 seconds on Ethan Kochin of Bishop McCourt. Kochin will wrestle for 7th in the consies.
We've got a locked hands. Point will be awarded to red. Warren Wolsagel from Elizabeth Forward extends that 4-2 over Hanning. Hanning takes position with 26 seconds in this period to go. Takes top, starts riding, has that overhook on that left arm, tries to pin down that right side, but Wolsagel's making it difficult for him, keeping his left hip on the mat. No turns yet, but Hanning is in control, trying to get those wrists, trying to pull him back in. Wolsagel's content to take it out of bounds, but Hanning says no to that, tries to pull him in. That'll bring an end to that second period with the score Wolsagel 4 from Elizabeth Forward, Hanning 2.
Now up on mat number 1, final 20 seconds of the first period. Will Edwards of West Branch and Jacob Dugan of Phillipsburg Osceola, they are scoreless approaching the end of 1. That's at the 114-pound consolation. In the 114-pound semifinal, Patrick Baldger of Derry and Tucker Smith of Everett are also scoreless.
Up on mat 4, Kiesecker from Derry area up 15-3 with 14 left in that second period over Ty Matthews of Central. Right now, Hanning on mat 3 is trying to shimmy shake Wolsagel off the top. Unable to do it. Hanning has good post off fours, but Wolsagel has a really good control on that upper. He's doing everything he can to not get the reverse, to not get reversed here. Has Hanning's arm pretty good. Potentially dangerous call. They'll bring it back to middle. 4-2 in favor of Wolsagel. Hanning on bottom. Hanning tries to get up, unable to, brought down. Might be able to make a switch here. If he does, Wolsagel is going to be in a world of hurt. Hanning can't maintain control or get control. He started ticking off some back points. Looks like Wolsagel's getting some back points on Hanning. He's got a tilt on in control. They're in a tight spot down there over there on mat 3. We're at 16-3 in favor of Kiesecker from Derry over Ty Matthews of Central. Hanning doing everything he can to try to work back over top, try to contort his body, and he is going to get a reversal here, but not after Wolsagel gets four back points, but with the reversal, keeps it kind of close in that third period, 30 seconds left, 8-4, in favor of Wolsagel. Hanning going to work on top.
114-pound semifinal, Patrick Baldger of Derry. 7-0 over Tucker Smith of Everett with more back points coming. Make it 11-0, Patrick Baldger. In the 114-pound consolation, Will Edwards of West Branch has a 1-0 lead on Jacob Dugan of Phillipsburg Osceola.
Hanning lets him up, extends the lead 9-4. Got right after him, tried to get a takedown, but goes out of bounds. There's going to be a stalling warning on Wolsagel out of Elizabeth Forward. Hanning's really taking it to him here with 11 seconds left, down 5. Hanning goes for the throw. Is unable to secure that takedown. Ladies and gentlemen, Hanning will drop down in the seventh place match and will be wrestling for his life in the next round with a final. Warren Wolsagel from Elizabeth Forward, 9-4 over Braden Hanning from Jefferson Morgan. Over on mat number 4, we're still at 16-3 with 36 seconds left in favor of Kiesecker from Derry over Matthews of Central.
Mat 1, end of the second period in the 114-pound consolations. 1-0 Will Edwards over West Branch of Jacob Dugan of Phillipsburg. Mat number 2, Patrick Baldger of Derry in the 114-pound semifinal. Continuing to work on the legs of Tucker Smith of Everett, has an 11-0 lead there.
Coming up on mat number 3, we have 114-pound consolation. Santino DiPaolo from Forest Hills taking on Evan Lisowski from Penns Valley. We have a final over on mat 4, 16-3 in favor of Mason Kiesecker over Ty Matthews.
Baldger with the tech fall of Derry. He advances into the finals. Nobody wrestling at 114 or 121 pounds locally. We'll step aside and go around the mats when we come back here on greensports.net and WJPA. A little delay, but we'll get to the break. Here we go.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support the McGuffey Highlanders. Stay warm this winter and mark your calendars for upcoming spring events in Highlander Country. The National Pike Festival, the weekend of May 16th and 17th, and the brand new Claysville Area Farmers Market will open in June and run monthly through October. The Claysville area is on a winning streak thanks to teamwork, community pride, and a commitment to excellence. Go Highlanders!
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Since 1978, Quality Quick Printing has been a single source for all your business, organization, and corporate printing needs. A full-service digital document solution center, high-speed digital copying, large format, design and finishing, direct mail services, and so much more. Call their print solutions specialist to help with your next project, 724-225-9427, or visit qualquick.com.
Final in the 114-pound consolation quarterfinal. Will Edwards of West Branch, a 4-0 winner over Jacob Dugan of Phillipsburg. Dugan will drop to the seventh place bout as Edwards advances. On mat number 2 in the 121-pound semifinal, Keegan Bassett of Bishop McCourt with a 3-0 lead on Garrett Wyant of Chestnut Ridge.
Over there on mat number 3, we have Santino DiPaolo from Forest Hills taking on Evan Wazowski from Penns Valley. Right now, DiPaolo has a narrow lead, 50 seconds left in that second period, 1-0 in the consolation of 114. Over in the 114 semifinals on mat 4, we have Javion Chambers of Highlands Senior taking on Carter Reichs, freshman of Chestnut Ridge. And that Carter Reichs freshman really putting it to the Highlands Senior, 7-0 after the first period.
Now up on mat number 1 in the 121-pound consolations, Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley and Camden Beatty of Mount Union. A 3-0 lead for Anderchak, 33 seconds remaining first period, and a stop for blood time for Anderchak.
Second period starting in the semifinals of the 114. Carter Ikes and Javion Chambers. Ikes out of Chestnut Ridge. Chambers out of Highlands. 7-0 in favor of Ikes right now. Chambers takes bottom. 1:52 left in the period over on mat number 3. In the 114 consolations, we have Santino DiPaolo of Forest Hills and Evan Wazowski of Penns Valley. Right now, that's still 1-0 going into the third in favor of Forest Hills DiPaolo.
Takedown for Garrett Wine of Chestnut Ridge. He gets closer to Keegan Bassett. Now it's 6-5, 25 seconds remaining first period in this 121-pound semi.
Over on mat number 4, looks like Ikes really taking control of this match with 1:19 left in the second period, trying to work a tilt on Chambers from Highlands.
Next Washington or Greene County wrestler will be Ely of McGuffey. Clayton will wrestle at 127 pounds in the consolations. Reversal for Keegan Bassett, 8-5 now. The Bishop McCourt wrestler and a winner, Bruce Anderchak, gets a fall in the consolations at 44 seconds. The Quaker Valley wrestler into the Consi semis. Camden Beatty of Mount Union falls to the seventh place bout at 121 pounds.
Over on mat number 3, Evan Wazowski really trying to even this up. He might get an escape point here and is unable to, and he gets taken to his back over there, and they're counting off back points. Might have gotten a 4 for the near fall with 1 minute left in this bout in the consolations. At 114.
Escape for Keegan Bassett. Goes up 9-5. Now gets the takedown. Make it 12-5. Bishop McCourt at 121 pounds. The District 6 champion, 30-4 this season. Keegan Bassett taking care of business right now over Garrett Wine of Chestnut Ridge. Now up on mat number 1. Here is Clayton Ely in the consolations at 127 pounds. The McGuffey wrestler. 30 seconds into the first period. Trailing Owen Lujos of Westmont Hilltop. And stalemate called there. 20 seconds remaining first period. We'll go back to the middle of the mat.
Over on mat 4, Chambers, senior out of Highlands, started to pick it up here in the at the end of the second. Got a reversal, takes it 7-2.
Some near fall points for Keegan Bassett in the 121-pound semi. Now has a 13-point advantage over Garrett Wyant of Chestnut Ridge. Clayton Ely and Lujos kind of just laying on the mat together. Waiting for the time to run out. Didn't seem like they were trying to do much of anything there.
Yep, no one wanted to make a mistake there in the waning seconds of that first period. Going over to mat 3, looks like DiPaolo is going to take the match right at the end there. It's going to be 4-0. DiPaolo from Forest Hills defeating Wazowski from Penns Valley. DiPaolo in the consolations will punch his ticket to states and we'll wrestle into the next round of consolations.
Clayton Ely starting this second period on top has Lujos pinned to the mat still. I shouldn't say pinned to the mat, I guess. As Keegan Bassett picks up the tech fall, time of the tech fall comes at 3:43. Keegan Bassett of Bishop McCourt into the finals at 121 pounds. Garrett Wyant goes into the consolation bracket of Chestnut Ridge.
Coming up on mat number 3, we have Caleb Hummel from Phillipsburg, Osceola, taking on Preston Abubash from Elizabeth Forward.
Now up on mat number 2, 127-pound semifinal, Dominic Deputy of Chestnut Ridge and Austin Kosanovic of Avonworth. And Deputy, a takedown in the first 3 seconds, takes care of Kosanovic, gets him down to the mat.
Over on mat number 4, still 7-2 in favor of Ikes over Chambers of Highlands. Ikes out of Chestnut Ridge, 15 seconds left. Chambers' time running out here.
Another takedown for deputies. He let Kosanovic up, just going to play with him here. Lets him up again. Going to keep going after those takedowns.
Mat number 3 between Hummel and Bubash has a lot of action, but no points so far. 24 seconds left in the first period. They're taking him back to center.
Dominic Deputy, a senior, 45-2 on the season. And he has Kosanovic of Avonworth on his back, getting some back points here. Close to a pin, will get some near fall points. As Clayton Ely of McGuffey, still scoreless with Owen Lujos here in the consolations.
That's going to bring an end up there on mat 4. Carter Ikes is going to take it over Javion Chambers of Highlands. Ikes out of Chestnut Ridge. Chambers will drop down to the seventh place match and wrestle for his life to get to Hershey, and Carter Ikes will move on to next week and move on.
Ely gives up a reversal, now trails Owen Luholz of Westmont Hilltop 2-0 in the 127-pound consolations. Final seconds of the second period, Ely now trailing 2-0. 127-pound semis, it's now a 14-3 lead for Kosanovic of Avonworth, or I'm sorry, of Deputy over Kosanovic. Final 10 seconds here, a stall call on Kosanovic.
Up on mat 3, we're in the second period. Bubash from Elizabeth forward. Looks like he just got an escape. He got a takedown prior to that. A little bit ago, brings up 4-0 over on mat 4. We have Max Dingus from Penns Valley taking on Dakota Santa Maria from Tussie Mountain.
Deputy's choice, he'll start on the bottom. Still a 2-0 lead for Luholz over Clayton Ely of McGuffey in the 127-pound consolations.
Over on mat 4, it's 3-1 in favor of Dingus from Penns Valley. Over on mat 3, Bubash from Elizabeth Ford extending his lead 7-1 with 110 now left in that second period.
Takedown for Kosanovic of Avonworth makes it 15-6. Over in the third period, final minute 10 here. Luholz still leading Ely 2-0. Neither of them have control as Ely has his arms around the waist and Luholz grabbing at the legs of Ely as they both spin around on the left side of the mat.
Over on mat 4, still 3-1. Last 30 seconds of the first period on mat 3. In the consolations, we're at 7-1 still, 40 seconds left in that second period. Bubash over Hummel. Bubash out of Elizabeth forward.
Another takedown for Dominic Deputy of Chestnut Ridge. My goodness. So good. Kosanovic, the WPIL runner-up. And Deputy putting on a show. Looking for the tech fall here. And has him in a cradle, has him over. A couple of near fall points coming. They both go out of bounds. Three near fall points. Needed 4. And there is. That was enough for the tech fall. Time of the tech fall, 3:30. Dominic Deputy over Kosanova. Or did he pin him? That's not a tech fall.
He must have pinned
him. Yeah, it's that's enough for a tech fall. I'll take it back. Got the tech fall. At 3:30. 23-6.
Over on mat 4, we're starting into the second period. Score still 3-1 in favor of Dingus from Penns Valley over Santa Maria of Tussie Mountain. Over on mat 3 in the consolations, we have Caleb Hummel taking on Preston Bubash. Still 7-1 starting out that third period.
Clayton Ely needs some help. They go out of bounds. Stall call on Luholz. A second stall call now on Luholz as they go out. Makes it 2-1. 10 seconds left. Clayton Ely and McGuffey trailing. Needs a shot here. Instead, Luholz takes the shot in on the single leg.
And he's holding on for dear life.
That's all he has to do is hold on. Final seconds. And Owen Luholz clinches a spot in Hershey for Westmont Hilltop. Clayton Ely will fall to the seventh place bout at 127 pounds. Now up on mat number 2 in the 127-pound semifinal. Cameron Baker of Burl and Connor Myers of Penns Valley. Baker with a 3-0 lead on Myers.
Over on mat 3 with minute 16 left in this match. Preston Bubash from Elizabeth forward extends his lead out 7-2 over Caleb Hummel of Philip Fergusuela. Over on mat 4 we have Max Dingus from Penns Valley taking on Dakota Santa Maria from Tussie Mountain. It's 4-1 in favor of Dingus.
We're awaiting the 133-pound semifinal with Lucas Barr of McGuffey. We'll have it when we come back here on greensports.net and WJPA.
I'm Mia Hinkins, and welcome to Buell Hall, home of Waynesburg University's Department of Communication. If you visit our campus, you'll have the opportunity to attend some comm classes, enjoy lunch with our students, and watch us in action. We hope to see you here soon at Waynesburg University.
To schedule your personal visit, go to waynesburg.edu/admissions/schedule-visit. come grow with us at Waynesburg University.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Let's go around the mats here at Altoona in the Southwest 2A Regional. On mat number one, Eric Carlisle of Penns Valley leads Ace Foster of Phillipsburg 9-3 at 133 pounds in the consolations. On mat number two in the semifinals at 127 pounds, Cameron Baker of Burl has a 15-5 lead on Connor Myers of Penns Valley.
Over on mat three, Preston Bubash from Elizabeth Ford and Caleb Hummel, what was once a blowout of the match, has flipped the script. We have Hummel from Phillipsburg, Osceola, came back and is now leading 8-9. And just got a stalling warning. And the man from Elizabeth Forward is pushing hard to try to get back in this with 11 seconds left.
Tech fall on mat number two, Cameron Baker of Burl into the finals at 127 pounds, a 22-5 win over Connor Myers of Penns Valley, who falls to consolations. Time of that tech fall comes at 2:42.
Over on mat four in the semifinal, we have Max Dingus, sophomore out of Penns Valley, taking on Dakota Santa Maria, is up 7-3 in that match with 35 seconds left.
And it'll be Lucas Barr over there on mat four when this matchup finishes between Dingus and Santa Maria.
And mat number three goes into a final. Hummel defeats Bubash 9-8, coming all the way back.
Wow.
We're in the waning seconds over here on mat four. Score now 14-5 in favor of Dingus from Penns Valley over the gentleman Santa Maria from Tussey Mountain. And that'll bring it into that match, 14-5 in favor of Dingus. Dingus will move on through the semifinals, and Santa Maria will move down into the consolations.
Tech fall on mat one in the 133-pound consolation. Eric Carlisle of Penns Valley defeats Ace Foster of Phillipsburg 19-4. Time of the tech fall comes at 2:42.
Over on mat three in the 127-pound consolation, we have Caden Husick of Tussey Mountain taking on Lucas Smith of Berlin Brothers Valley. And over here on mat four, we have bout number 299, 133-pound semifinals. We have Lucas Barr of McGuffey taking on Tanner Ganeau of Ball, the Eagle area.
Now up on mat number two, Austin Carfley of Bishop McCourt and Brady Kostick of Richland at 133 pounds. This is the semifinal. And on mat number one in the 133-pound consolation, Camden Olson of Derry and Austin Bernash of Chestnut Ridge.
Barr looking to extend his seed here. Each wrestler just kind of weighing each other up, trying to figure out who's going to do what. Locking up finally, minute 34 left in this first period, still score 0-0. Barr pushing on Ganeau from the Bald Eagle area, but nothing going. Both wrestlers content in the middle of the mat, no circling, nothing, just hand fighting in the center. Over on mat three, still tied up 0-0 between Kusick and Smith. Kusick from Tussey Mountain and Smith from Berlin Brothers Valley. Back over to Barr on mat four in the 133-pound semifinals. Still tied up in the middle with a minute left. And he goes for a shot here. And he has that leg. Can he get him down? No, he can't. He pushes him back. Both wrestlers reset. Over on mat three in the 127-pound consolations, Husick and Smith still tied up at zero, just starting out that second period.
End of the first period in the 133-pound consolation on mat one, Olson of Derry, Bernash of Chestnut Ridge, scoreless. And on mat number two in the 133-pound semifinal, Brady Kostick of Richland and Austin Carfley of Bishop McCourt, scoreless at the end of the first period.
Lucas Barr from McGuffey going on mat four in his 133-pound semifinal match right now against Tanner Gano from the Bald Eagle area. He takes a shot. Is he going to be able to get him down? Gano's trying to sprawl like his life depends on it. He does not want to go down here. Barr has that leg up high. Is he going to be able to pick that other foot? And they are going out of bounds. No points given. They're going to go back to center. They're going to give a penalty point to Tanner Gano. Looked like a little bit of extra push going out of bounds. Oh, actually to Lucas Barr.
Yeah, to Lucas Barr.
Gano, a little extra out of bounds. So Barr will go up 1-0 going into the second period.
Yeah, technical violation against Gano.
Yeah, they're right there on the edge of the mat there. Right there on the edge of the mat goes onto the gym floor, which extends right out to the concession areas. And they were right there battling each other. Barr takes top to start the second period. Trying to develop that tight waist reaching across. Keeps Gano down to the mat. Lets him loose. Tie that score up 1-1 over here on mat three. Score after two. 1-0 in favor of Lucas Smith from Berlin Brothers Valley over Caden Husick of Tussey Mountain.
In the other 133-pound semifinal, Austin Carfley of Bishop McCourt now with a 4-0 lead on Brady Kostick of Richland. That's with 45 seconds to go in the second period. On mat number one, Austin Bernash of Chestnut Ridge has a 2-1 lead on Camden Olson of Derry in the 133-pound consolation.
A lot of rolling around up here on mat four leads to a potentially dangerous. They're not going to run injury time. They're just going to roll Lucas Barr. They're giving him a second to, you know, regain himself after that potentially dangerous. And they're back at it, centered. Gano tries a shot. Barr blocks it. Has arm around that neck. Has that underhook secured. But what can he do with it? Right now, Gano has his legs pretty far back. There's really no way of grabbing hold there. Minute 13 left in this second period. Tied up score 1-1. Over on mat three, in the consolations, it's still 1-0 in favor of Smith from Berlin Brothers Valley over Tussey Mountains, Caden Husick. Still not a whole lot going over here on mat four. 55 seconds, circling each other, trying to get leverage, trying to get an open shot, but nothing there. Goes out of bounds, and they'll reset back in center with 51 seconds left in the second. Still tied 1-1.
End of the second period in the other 133-pound semifinal. Carfley of Bishop McCourt still with a 4-0 lead over Kostick of Richland.
A little bit of hand fighting here. Locking up. Not too much going on mat four. But Gusick tries to take that shot, and he's got Barr in a goofy type of situation here, and Gusick's going to get the takedown. He's going to go up 4-1 with 27 seconds left in the second period. But they're going to run injury time for Barr. Barr still holding that middle of his back. When I said that Barr was in a goofy situation, he was tied up like a pretzel. He had his feet up over his head, scorpion style, and he was all arched out.
Yeah, athletic trainers over there looking at Barr now. Other 133-pound semifinal, Carfley continues to add on to his lead. 1:15 left in the third period. Has a 7-0 advantage now on Kostick of Richland. And the 133-pound consolation on mat number one, Austin Bernash of Chestnut Ridge, still holding on to a 2-1 lead on Camden Olson of Derry.
9 seconds left here up on mat number three, going to 5-4. We have Lucas Smith from Berlin Brothers Valley. He's going to take that match with a score of 1-0 over Caden Husick from Tussey Mountain. So Lucas Smith will go on through the consolations, and Caden Husick will move down into the seventh place bout. It looks like Barr is back on his feet. He's going to be on bottom here. 26 seconds left in this second period, down a score of 4-1. Gano wraps around the front. Barr is trying to get up, trying to get to his feet, cannot. He's brought back down. He's in a really good base right now, but he's going to have to work. tried to get Gano off of his back. Gano is really tight across the chest of Barr. Barr gets to his feet. He's trying to work those hips out. Gano trying to pull him back into the mat. Good wrestling there. Oh, and they called a stalling on Gano, even though I thought I saw him trying to pull him back in, but the referee saw it differently. No points awarded, first warning, and Barr will take back second. Will take down back in the second, 2 seconds left in that period. Going into the third, Barr still trails 4-1 going into the third.
Camden Olsen gets a reversal and now taking Austin Bernash to his back. 133-pound consolation here. Final 10 seconds. Gains a 3-2 advantage with some back points coming.
Up on mat number three, we have Mason Wright out of Best Center taking on Michael McNeil out of Derry area in the consolation matches.
Winner on mat number one, 133-pound consolation. Camden Olsen of Derry advances to the consolation semifinals. Austin Bernash of Chestnut Ridge will wrestle for seventh. Winner on mat number two, Austin Carfley of Bishop McCord, a 7-1 winner over Brady Kostick of Richland. Carfley will wrestle for the 133-pound final.
Up on mat number four, Lucas Barr on bottom trying to get to his feet. Cannot. Tanner Gano pulls him back down. Gano has that leg in with Barr standing up. Arm around the neck. If he pulls his feet off and he gets put down hard back down to the mat. Back over here on mat number three between Michael McNeil of Derry and Mason Wright of Best Center. Tied up 0-0 going into the second period. Derry will take bottom.
Now up on mat number one, 139-pound consolation. Trendon Willie of Chestnut Ridge and Aiden Soler of Claysburg Kimmel. A 3-0 lead right now for Willie of Chestnut Ridge. And now up on mat number two in the semifinals at 139 pounds, Carter Cadis of Burgettstown and Trip Watson of Penns Valley. They're scoreless 30 seconds in.
We got injury time for Gano up here on mat four. Went to take top. And
not a lot of injury time in that 133-pound semifinal.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. A little bit from both parties. Barr got twisted up pretty good. Not sure what they're looking at for Gano, but he is getting attention from the athletic training staff. Up there on mat number three, we have Mason Wright from Bethlehem Center trailing Michael McNeil right now 1-0 with 125 left in the second. But he's pushing the envelope here, trying to get that takedown.
Cadis tried to take a shot at Watson in this 139 semifinal. These two just kind of eyeing each other up in the middle of the mat as that shot took them both out of bounds. They reset, 45 seconds remaining first period.
Wright very much the aggressor up here on mat number three. Might get himself into a bad spot. He's got the arm of McNeil. McNeil has the head of Wright. Nothing going there. And we got a stalling call down here on Lucas Barr from McGuffey. Point awarded to Gano from Bald Eagle area. Extends that out 4-2 with a minute left in this match. Barr taking a shot, and they go out of bounds.
Cadis has the right leg of Watson. Watson, though, kept his arm in there. Never allowed Cadis to grab the positioning, and they both go out of bounds. 17 seconds left remaining first period.
Mason Wright attempts a shot on Michael McNeil. Mason Wright out of Best Center, McNeil out of Derry. Nothing going, blocked off. He's still working right on the edge of the mat.
Pin in the 139-pound consolation at 139. Trendon Willie of Chestnut Ridge advances in the consolation bracket, clinches a trip to Hershey. Aiden Soler of Claysburg Kimmel drops to the seventh place bout.
Oh no, Lucas Barr just gave up a big takedown to Tanner Gano from Bald Eagle area, extending that lead out to 5-7-2 with 30 seconds left in this third period. It's going to be tough for Barr to come back from that. At least he didn't give up back points. He did go straight to his back, but he was able to belly out pretty quick. Potentially dangerous called. Wrestles will restart back in the middle. Over here on mat number three, still very slim margins with 13 seconds left in the second period. Michael McNeil of Derry area over Mason Wright of Best Center.
Oh, and quickly, Julian Bertuzzi of Burl at the 145-pound consolation comes out and gets a fall. Ooh. In just 19 seconds. Julian Bertuzzi of Burl advancing in the consolations at 145. Brendan Shard of Myersdale will fall to the seventh place bout at 145. Carter Cadis gives up an escape to Trip Watson to start the second period. Cadis of Burkittstown now trailing 1-0 at 139 pounds. This is a semifinal.
Barr quickly gets to his feet, coming out from bottom, gets the escape point, moves it within four.
four Washington County wrestlers on the mats, one on each mat right now. Victor Bonus comes out on mat number one in the 152-pound consolation against Dawson Schaefer of Berlin Brothers Valley, while Carter Cadis gives up a takedown to Trip Watson of Penns Valley in the 139-pound semifinal.
And Barr drops his bout in the 133 semifinal to Tanner Gano of Bald Eagle area. Lucas Barr will drop down into the consolation bracket. And then over here on mat three, we got it all tied up, ladies and gentlemen. Mason Wright of Best Center against Michael McNeil of Derry area. 133 left in this match.
Barr into the consolation semifinals now. If he wins that bout, he'll wrestle for third. If he loses that bout, he'll wrestle for fifth, as he's already clinched his spot to Hershey. Carter Cadis still trailing 4-0. They go out of bounds and will reset in the middle of the mat. 19 seconds left in the second period. Trailing 4-0 to Trip Watson of Penns Valley.
Up on mat number four, we have Owen McMullen out of Bishop McCourt taking on the Bentworth Drake McClure.
End of the first period, Victor Bonus of McGuffey and Dawson Schaefer of Berlin Brothers Valley scoreless.
Still tied up 1-1 over here on mat three, 48 seconds left in the bout. Over here on mat four, we've got McClure and McMullen. McClure out of Bentworth. Those wrestlers are working. No one's really getting advantage here. No points have been given. Still tied up 0-0.
End of the second period. They start the third between Watson and Cadis. Cadis of Burgettstown trailing 4-0. He'll start this third period on the bottom.
Still tied up 1-1. 30 seconds left between McNeil and Wright. McNeil out of Derry area, right out of Best Center. Over here on mat four, still tied up 0-0 between Drake McClure and Owen McMullen out of Bishop McCourt. McClure out of Bentworth.
Victor Bonus starts the second period with an escape in the 152-pound consolation. Bonus up 1-0. And potentially dangerous called. He still holds on to that 1-0 lead with 1:22 remaining in the second period.
McClure and McMullen bringing back to center, going out of bounds up there on the top there on mat four. Still tied 0-0 with 40 seconds left in the first period.
Washington County on each mat.
Yeah, over here on mat three, we're tied up 1-1. We're going in the sudden victory in the consolation of 139 between Mason Wright at Best Center and Michael McNeil at Derry area.
Injury time on mat number one for Dawson Schaefer of Berlin Brothers Valley against McGuffey's Victor Bonus. And Berlin Brothers Valley coaching staff talking to the officials, I don't think they like what happened there. They called it potentially dangerous, but an injury there to Dawson Schaefer.
McNeil goes in for a shot, and if Wright gives up that ankle, he's going to get those points there, but he is not giving up that ankle. He doesn't want to let it go. And he might get a takedown here if he's... Oh, no, not yet. But he's still in bounds. Is he going to be able to get a takedown? And he does. Mason Wright of Best Center gets the takedown right on the edge of the mat in the sudden victory period of the consolations of 139. And he will move on, securing his ticket to Hershey.
Nice job by Mason Wright in the sudden victory. Still injury time rolling on Schaefer with Bonus leading 1-0. And over here on mat number two, Carter Cadis, nothing he could do here in this third period, was on the bottom the entire time. Trip Watson of Penns Valley, a winner in the 139-pound semifinal. He advances to the championship bout. Carter Cadis will fall to the consolation semifinals at 139.
Over here on mat four, we've got McClure and McMullen. McClure out of Bentworth, McMullen out of Bishop McCourt. Looks like McClure just got an escape point with 1:44 left in this second period. Wrestlers tied up, moving back and forth, jockeying for position, and McMullen goes in for a shot. McClure's got that tight waist. It's going to be tough.
Schaefer can no longer go, and Victor Bonus into the consolation semifinals with the injury forfeit. Victor Bonus will advance.
I would say that those coaches aren't very happy considering that potentially dangerous was called, but you'll have that. That's wrestling. Up here on mat three in the 145-pound consolations, we have Caleb Patton from Washington taking on William McNeil from Derry area. And that score all locked up at zero at the end of the first period here. Down here on mat number four, McClure and McMullen. McClure still holding that slim lead over McMullen 1-0. still working right on the edge of the mat, and they are out, and they'll bring it back to center.
And now up on mat number one is Owen Ivsic of Bentworth. Just the local wrestlers all coming out on the mat now. Ivsic with a 3-1 lead over Nate Pack of Penn Cambry and the 160-pound Consolations.
Again, if you win in those Consolations this round, you secure your trip to Hershey.
Right.
If you lose, you got to win one more to make it in.
Over on mat number two, Bo Bassett putting on a clinic in the 145-pound semifinals. Just continues to allow Avery Gable to get up. Already has a 16-3 lead now in just a minute and 15 seconds, looking for the tech fall.
Yeah, it's got to be tough just knowing that you're kind of getting played with down there. Takedown, let up, takedown, let up, just get that tech fall. Over here on mat number three, we're still tied up 0-0. Caleb Patton from Washington over, well, tied with Willie McNeil from Derry area. They were giving some attention to McMullen over here in Bishop McCourt in his match between Bentworth Drake McCourt. McCourt still up 1-0, holding that slim margin with 39 seconds left in the second period.
Tech fall in the 145-pound semifinal. Bo Bassett of Bishop McCourt, no doubt about it. He's headed to the finals. Time of the tech fall comes at 1:41 over Avery Gable of Phillipsburg. Gable will drop to the Consolation semifinals. Over on mat number one, 160-pound Consies, Owen Ivsic of Bentworth gets another takedown, 6-3, as he lets Mac back up, going to try to take him right back down to the mat, and does. It's now 9-3, Ivsic, and he's got the tilt. Mac on his back. And he'll roll back over. Did he get any swipes there?
He should have.
He did. He got four.
Yeah.
I didn't see him real.
I was going to say, that was a.
Official wasn't really going
good tilt, yeah.
Adamant at it, but 13-3. Now the 10-point advantage for Owen Ivsic of Bentworth. A win here will send him to Hershey.
Two Bentworth wrestlers on the mat at the same time. We've got Drake McClure up there on mat number four in the 139 semifinals. Still with that slim lead 1-0 over Owen McMullen of Bishop McCourt, and he takes top to start the third. Over on mat number three, we have Caleb Patton from Washington taking on William McNeil of Derry area. That's still tied up 0-0 with 13 left in this second period. Right now, Patton is working the top but can't get anything going.
More back points coming for Owen Ivsic. Make it four of them. It's 17-3 with 50 seconds remaining in the second period.
Yeah, Ivsic's kind of putting on a tilt clinic down there. He's really working hard for that.
Just needs one more point for the tech fall.
Over here on mat number four, no one has the advantage, but this is a good wrestling match in the 139 semifinals. 1-0 in favor of Drake McClure over McMullen out of Bishop McCourt. McClure has the legs in, trying to stretch McMullen out, and he does. He's trying to work that half, just has it a little too high. He's working those wrists, trying to see if he can work a tilt. He's got the half in. Now, can he get that tilt with those legs in? We'll see. He's working that head down. Over here on mat number three, we have Caleb Patton of Washington and William McNeil of Derry area. McNeil taking that two-point lead going into the third.
Owen Ivsic, another escape and then a takedown. He gets the tech fall, 20-4 over Nate Mack. Owen Ivsic is headed to Hershey. He moves on in the Consolations. Time of the tech fall comes at 2:36.
So Drake McClure will have someone to go with him. Still 1-0 in favor of McClure. He's trying to work McMullen over, unable to do that. He's getting a little high. He's got to be careful. He wants to keep under those arms. Not able to work the tilt yet, but he's got those legs in. McMullen doing everything he can to try to get those legs out, but he's having a tough time. If he could pop his head out, he might be able to get a reversal here on McClure, but time will tell. They're right on the edge of the mat. Over here on mat number three, Caleb Patton gets a escape point, 133, down 2-1 in that third period.
Mat number two, 152-pound semifinal, Jackson Butler of Bishop McCourt taking on Jonah Erdley of Frazier. They are scoreless as they begin the second. Mat number one, 160-pound Consolation, Matt Dana of Quaker Valley leads Mason Van Allman of Tyrone 3-0.
And McCourt was just holding on for dear life. And McCourt from Bentworth takes out Owen McMullen from Bishop McCourt. And you can hear the cheer from the crowd.
That's the Huntington fans.
Oh, the Huntington fans.
That's the Huntington fans cheering on Drake McClure of Bentworth.
Well, Nate, let's
and
think about
center,
this.
And the some Beth Center folks
are
down there,
are the Huntington
too.
Fans cheering on Drake McClure, or are they cheering against Bishop McCourt? I guess time will tell. We'll only know.
How about Drake McClure into the finals, baby?
Yep. The referees are talking here. Time ran out, but Bishop McCourt coaches aren't happy. It's hard to tick it down to zero and then change anything after the fact.
While they discuss that, Caleb Patton trailing 5-1 here in the consolations.
And it is over. Drake McClure in the 139 semifinals. Beast, the boy from Bishop McCourt. And like I was telling Nate, I really just think they're cheering against the McCourt fans.
Well, the best center fans are down here, too. And that's really cool to see Drake McClure.
Absolutely.
Of Bentworth, a local guy, beat the top dog there at Bishop McCourt.
Yep, that's fantastic. Over here on mat three, we have William McNeil extending his lead out, and he will get the decision over Caleb Patton from Washington.
All right, coming up next, the 152-pound consolation with Noise of Burkittstown when we come back here on greensports.net and WJPA.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
On the mats right now at 160 pounds in the consolations, Matt Dana of Quaker Valley has a 10-2 lead over Mason Van Allman of Tyrone. On mat number two, 152-pound semifinal, Jackson Butler of Bishop McCourt has a 1-0 lead over Jonah Erdley of Frazier.
Over here on mat number three, we have Logan Noyes out of Burkittstown taking on William Jones out of Burrell. That's tied up after the first period. And on mat four, we have Caden Judas out of Bald Eagle area taking on Joseph Garshnick from United.
10 local wrestlers have already punched their ticket to Hershey. 7 yesterday by making the semifinals. 3 so far in this consolation quarterfinal round.
Yeah, the consolation quarterfinals have been good for the Washington Greene County wrestlers so far. Let's hope to see that trend continue.
Noise of Burkittstown, who's on mat 3 right now, is the last consolation wrestler here in these consolation quarterfinals for Washington and Greene counties. Still a couple of semifinalists to go.
And we're still tied up 0-0 up there on that consolation between Noyes and Jones from Burrell in the second period, a minute and a half left. Right now, it looks like Noyes has control. We'll see what he can do. The boy from Burrell not doing too much on bottom. Bellies him out. He's working that underhook on the back. He's going to have to get that wrist, try to get control, and he got one swipe of the tilt, didn't get two, so he's not going to get any back points there. Been controlling the entire period thus far, the whole minute. If he runs left here, he's going to run him out of bounds. He's going to give up that pretty good underhook. But they're still in, and the referees pull him back. Over on mat four, bout number 308 in the 145-pound semifinals, Caden Judas and Joseph Garshnick from United. We have the United Garshnick up 1-0. On mat three in this consolation, we've got Logan Noyes out of Burkittstown really controlling the pace of this match right now. Has both legs of the Burrell area boy. Jones, but unable to do much out of bounds there, back to middle. On mat four, Caden Judas of Bald Eagle area and Joseph Garshnick of United. It is 1-0 in favor of the boy from United, Garshnick. Still 0-0 over here on mat three. 28 seconds left to go in this second period. Nothing being able to really go here. The boy from Burrell's got a good base, but Noyes has that underhook, and he's trying to roll for a tilt. Can he get some tilt points here? He cannot. Burrell bellies out. Oh, but he was able to switch out front. Try to get him back, and he's not able to. Grabs that leg, tries to hook him over, cannot. and Jones from Burrell bellies out, and that's the end of the second period. Still tied up 0-0. We'll see what Noyes can do from bottom. Over on mat four, still 1-0 in favor of Garshnick from United over Caden Judas of Bald Eagle area. Judas went in for a shot, unable to seal it, and now go to the third period in that semifinal 145-pound bout. Over here on mat number three, the 152-pound consolation, we have Logan Noyes out of Burkittstown taking on Liam Jones of Burrell. Right now, the boy from Burrell really controlling the top. Noyes unable to do too much, unable to get to a base because Jones has those legs in so tight, can't even get his knees down to the floor.
Mat number one, end of the first period in the 172-pound consolation. Rocco Reefer of Moshannon Valley has a 3-0 lead on Ben Catullo of Burrell.
Oh, and there is a big takedown out there on mat number four. And Caden Judas goes up 4-1 over Joseph Garshnick of United. Really turned the tide on that. They're right on the edge of the mat, and they are out, and they will bring them back to the center.
On mat number two, we're in sudden victory in the 152-pound semifinal. Jonah Eardley of Frazier and Jackson Butler of Bishop McCourt. They're just kind of eyeing each other up now. 17 seconds left in sudden victory.
57 seconds left up here on mat number three between Noyes and Jones. It's still 0-0. Jones has been controlling this third period on top, as Noyes tries to roll through it, unable to. Still on bottom, up to a good base, however. And can he roll out? They roll out of bounds. They can't roll through. And they'll come back to center.
End of the sudden victory period. We go into the first tiebreaker period in the 152-pound semifinal. Jonah Eardley of Frazier, Jackson Butler of Bishop McCourt tied at one.
Jones from Burrell still controlling it. Noyes from Burkittstown trying to get to his feet, but he's got Jones pretty high. He might be able to shake him off. He's got 24 seconds left. He rolls through. They're almost out of bounds. Jones keeps that foot in, but they finally go out. Probably better idea on Jones because he was pretty high on Noyes. 20 seconds left in that bout. 0-0 tied up. We'll see if Noyes has the wind to be able to get up and out here. Noyes tries to pull up, cannot. Jones from Burrell controlling on top, tries to get across, is trying to get those legs in, but Noyes is not having it. Well, he wasn't having it. Now he's got him. But if he can get up to the base, 3-2-1, and that'll go to a sudden victory period. Over on mat number four, we've got Caden Judas from Bald Eagle area taking on Joseph Garshnick from United. And Caden Judas still has that slim lead. Well, actually, he won that match 4-3. So Judas will move on in the semifinals, and Joseph Garshnick from United will fall down into the consolations.
Second tiebreaker period here in the 152-pound semifinal. Jonah Eardley of Frazier, Jackson Butler, Bishop McCourt still tied at one.
In the sudden victory period up here on mat number three between Noyes of Burkittstown and Jones from Burrell. Noyes goes in for a shot. Burrell tries to go back around, unable to. Still nothing. And they give the takedown right on the edge of the mat to Liam Jones from Burrell as he defeats Logan Noyes out of Burkittstown in that sudden victory period, and Liam Jones will punch his ticket to Hershey, while Logan Noyes will have to fight for seventh place.
We head to the ultimate tiebreaker with Jonah Eardley of Frazier and Jackson Butler of Bishop McCourt in the 152-pound semifinal. It's Eardley of Frazier on the bottom.
Go, go, go!
Got to get out. He gets up to his feet. Butler brings it back down to the mat, gets to his feet, gets away from the grip, still holding on to the right leg is Butler. nothing awarded yet. Looked like he might get it. He does. He escapes. Jonah Early of Fraser gets out in the ultimate tiebreaker period and will wrestle in the finals and defeats Jackson Butler. And again, the local fans from Beth Center and such cheering for the local guy from Fayette County, Jonah Early, and the Huntington fans, a little jeer against the Bishop McCourt wrestler who will fall to the consolations.
We'll take it other way. Fraser not too far away from us. Over here on mat number four, we got Lucas Boyer from Elizabeth Ford taking on Dawson Lomason from the Bald Eagle area. And on mat number three in the consolation of 172, we have Carter Durst from Berlin Brothers Valley taking on Rowan McLean Hartman from Mount Union.
All right, mat number one is the 172-pound consolation. Rocco Reifer of Moshannon Valley has an 11-3 lead over Ben Catullo of Burkittstown. And on mat number two, it's the 160-pound semifinal. Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan and Melvin Miller of Bishop McCourt. Miller has been fantastic. This is a tough opponent for Alec Palko. And right off the bat, in just 17 seconds, Miller gets a takedown of Palko.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough match for him.
Miller had two tech falls already in this tournament this weekend, both of them last night. One in just a minute and 20 seconds, the other one in 3 minutes and 16 seconds. And now facing Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan. He lets Palko free. Palko gets an escape, makes it 3-1 now. Trying to work the underhooks is Melvin Miller. Palko holding on to the right leg of Miller, trying to get a reversal here. Can he get around on the end? Holding on to the right leg, still no control.
He breaks that arm, he'll get it.
Trying to get the reversal is now Miller trying to escape out.
He's trying to crawl out. He's not trying to escape out. And Palko is just trying to pull him back in, saying he's not having any of that. Tough-nosed Jefferson kid down there wanting none of that walking out of the ring.
And a stalemate called. Bring them back to the middle of the mat. Miller leading Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan with 52 seconds remaining in the first period. Final over on mat one and the consolations at 172. Rocco Reifer of Moshannon Valley defeats Ben Catullo of Pearl.
Yeah, these Huntington fans, they're not having the lackadaisical nature of the Bishop Court.
Everybody asking for the stalling call on Miller. Well, we saw Drake McClure of Bentworth beat a Bishop McCourt wrestler. We just saw the Fraser wrestler, Erna Erdley, beat a Bishop McCourt guy. And now, can Alec Palko do it? 22 seconds remaining, first period. He trails 3-1. Miller has a hold of that left leg, and he'll get the takedown. He takes Palko down to the mat, 6-1. Now Melvin Miller with the lead.
Over on mat four, Boyer from Elizabeth Ford and Lomason from Bald Eagle area tied up 0-0 on mat three. It's a 1-0 lead for Durst of Berlin Brothers Valley over Rowan McLean Hartman of Mount Union.
Now up on mat one in the 189-pound consolations, Casey Yoder of North Star and Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley. End of the first period, Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan trailing Melvin Miller 6-1. Palko will start this second period on the bottom.
Over on mat four, we've got a reversal by Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward. Goes up 2-0, 21 seconds left in that second period there.
Miller just lets Palko up and then goes right after the right leg, gets a takedown. They both go out of bounds. Now it's 9-2. Palko has to stay down, and won't be surprised if Miller just lets him up again.
Yeah, he's going to.
And he will. Palko gets up. The escape point awarded makes it 9-3. And again, Miller, My goodness, what a move.
Wow.
To take Palko down to the mat.
Yeah,
it's 12-3.
Just threw him down there. Over on mat three, it's 3-1 going in the third period. Rowan McLean Hartman of Mount Union over Carter Durst of Berlin Brothers Valley. Over on mat four, Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Ford up 2-0 going into the third over Dawson Lomas in a Bald Eagle area.
Miller again will just allow Alec Palko to stand up. They eye each other up in the center of the mat. 125 remaining second period. 12-4. Miller has the advantage already. Palko now tries to take a shot in at a double leg and can't get to him, and out of bounds they go. Over on Matt 1, second period, 189 consolation. Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley with a 1-0 lead on Casey Yoder of North Star.
Up there on Matt 3, McLean Hartman of Mount Union extends his lead to 5-1 with 1:10 left in that bout. Over on Matt 4, Boyer and Lomason advantage to Boyer from Elizabeth Ford, 2-0 with a minute left in that.
Palco trying to fight off, and a stall call on Palco, and he does fight off Miller, though. He doesn't get the takedown as they go out of bounds once again. Miller, quick move, another takedown. 15-4. Miller up by 11. He's going to let Palco up. Melvin Miller out of Bishop McCourt. A tough opponent again. He's had two tech falls in this tournament already here at 160 pounds. 46-1 is the junior.
We have
another escape, 15-5, and another takedown, make it 18-5.
We have injury time up on Matt 3. Over on Matt 4, 2-1 in favor of Boyer, 58 seconds left in that match.
Escape point for Palco, now trails by 12. Another takedown here with 33 seconds remaining in the second period would do it. Palco has already clinched a spot in Hershey here in the semifinals, but is running into a tremendous opponent in Melvin Miller.
Yeah, he is.
Miller looking for this last takedown. 15 seconds left, has a hold of the right leg, gets the takedown, but he can't get on the back gave it to him there at the very edge of the mat. 11 seconds remaining in that second period, and that'll be it. Melvin Miller, tech fall over Alec Palco of Jefferson Morgan, 21-6. Time of the tech fall comes at 3:49, and Melvin Miller into the finals. Alec Palco will drop to the consolations, but he has already clinched a spot in Hershey. He'll wrestle in the consolation semifinals to decide whether he's going to wrestle for third or if he will wrestle for fifth. On mat number one, starting the third period now, Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley has a 1-0 lead on Casey Yoder of North Star at 189 pounds. Coming up on mat number two in the 160-pound semifinal, Doug McKim of Huntington and Ewan Olson of Derry.
Up there on mat four, we have Lucas Boyer from Elizabeth Ford against Dawson Lomas in the Bald Eagle area in the 152-pound semifinals. And it looks like there's going to be some injury time running there for Dawson Lomason of Bald Eagle area as he trails 2-0 in that third period. Up here on mat three, it just went final with Carter Durst of Berlin Brothers Valley securing the victory over Rowan McLean Hartman of Mount Union.
Still due to wrestle, Malachi Peak in the 189-pound semifinal, Noah Lehue in the 215-pound semifinal, and Colin White in the 285-pound semifinal. White of West Green, Lehue of Beth Center, as is Malachi Peak. We'll have it for you when we come back here on greensports.net and WJPA. This is the PIAA 2A Regionals from Altoona.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448 or online at dayinsurance.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Back here at Altoona, here's what we know so far of our local wrestlers. Guaranteed a spot in Hershey in the Consi semifinals. At 133 pounds, Lucas Barr. At 139 pounds, right of Beth Center. Cadis at 139 pounds of Burkittstown. At 152 pounds, Victor Bonus of McGuffey, and at 160 pounds, Alec Palco of Jefferson Morgan. All of those wrestlers in the Consi semis. We'll have four wrestlers have to wrestle in the seventh place bout. Win, you go to Hershey. Lose, you finish eighth, and you do not make it. That is Hanning of Jefferson Morgan, Ely at 127 pounds of McGuffey, Caleb Patton at 145 pounds of Wash High, and Logan Noyes at 152 pounds of Burkittstown. So far, we have one wrestler in to the finals. It's Drake McClure of Bentworth. Still to come, 189 pounds, Malachi Peak of Beth Center. Also of Beth Center at 215 pounds, Noah Lehue, and of West Green at 285 pounds, Colin White. All three of those bouts will be in the semifinals. We have no consolations left in this round. Immediately through this, we should be wrestling the Consi semifinals to decide who's going to wrestle in the third place bout or the fifth place bout. Winners of that Consi semifinals, winners go to the third place bout, losers go to the fifth place bout. They're all into Hershey no matter what. On the mats right now in sudden victory on mat number one, injury time running in this sudden victory period, Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley and Casey Yoder of North Star in the 189-pound consolation bout. On mat number two, Ewan Olson of Derry has a now, I believe, 13-4 lead as he just gets a takedown here in the final seconds of the second period over Doug McKim of Huntington in the 160-pound semifinal.
Up here on mat three, we've got Grayson Mallow of Richland taking on Jaden Imler of Chestnut Ridge. Imler right now up 3-0 over the man from Richland. Over on mat four, we have Mason Horwat from Derry area taking on Braden Lazowski from Penns Valley. And we're all tied up 0-0 in that match. 1:42 left in that second.
Sudden victory period over. Now we go to tiebreakers in Trey Dunlap and Casey Yoder's consolation bout at 189 pounds.
Up on mat four, we've got injury time running to the boy from Penns Valley, Lazowski. On mat three, Emler from Chestnut Ridge extending his lead with a minute 11 left, 4-0. They're going to bring them back to center on mat three. 109 left in the bout. Emler being up 4 points, he's still being the aggressor in this match, taking shot after shot against the man from Richland, Mala.
.122 remaining third period in the 160-pound semifinal. Olson of Derry still leading McKim of Huntington. Malachi Peak due up next in the 189-pound semifinal on this mat.
We're still in injury time up here on mat four. Braden Lazowski from Penns Valley up on his feet.
Blood time again for Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley. Casey Yoder in the first tiebreaker period has taken a 2-1 lead with that escape. The North Star wrestler trying to clinch a spot to Hershey in the 189-pound consolation.
Going into the last 30 seconds up here on mat number three, Emler from Chestnut Ridge still leading 4-0 over Mallow of Richland. Emler goes in for the shot. Mala sprawls out, but still has that leg, does Emler. And he's holding on for dear life in these last 7 seconds. Try to make sure he can, out of the consolation, move on to Hershey next week. And he does. Jaden Emler of Chestnut Ridge will defeat Grayson Mala of Richland. Mala will drop down into the seventh place bout and have to wrestle for his life later on today.
Start this second tiebreaker period. More blood time for Trey Dunlap. Just 4 seconds in. End of the third period on mat number two. Winner. Major decision for Ewan Olson of Derry in the 160-pound semifinal. The Derry area Trojan. Olson will wrestle at 160 pounds in the finals. Doug McKim of Huntington drops to the Consies.
Over on mat four, Mason Horwat from Derry pins Braden Lazowski from Penns Valley and will move on through the semifinals. And Mason Horvat goes on through the semis and Lazowski will drop down into the Consies.
Just like that, Horwat and Olson both into the finals from Derry. Now up on mat number two, Malachi Peak of Best Center taking on Kyle Scott of Tyrone. This is the 189-pound semifinal. By the way, in the second tiebreaker period, Dunlap and Yoder now tied up at two. They'll go to ultimate tiebreaker.
So up on mat three, we have Max McConville from United taking on Nolan Snyder from Northern Bedford. Tied up 0-0 with 13 seconds left in that first period.
Malachi Peak taking on the District 6 champion in Kyle Scott, who's 39-0 this year, a senior from Tyrone. And Scott takes a shot in on the right leg of Malachi Peak, and he gets the takedown. Peak will belly out, but a 3-0 lead for Kyle Scott of Tyrone.
Up on mat four, we have Emery Gunby from Bishop McCourt taking on Cooper Porter of Myersdale in the 172-pound semifinals.
Winner in the ultimate tiebreaker, Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley, a 4-2 victory over Casey Yoder of North Star. Dunlap punches his ticket to Hershey. Yoder will wrestle for seventh place at 189 pounds.
Over on mat three, still tied up 0-0, starting the second period between Max McConville of United taking on Nolan Snyder of Northern Bedford.
Malachi Peak in some trouble. Kyle Scott has the tilt. Back points coming. Peak on his back. And there's the pin. Malachi Peak pinned in a minute and 17 seconds. He will fall to the consolations. And Kyle Scott of Tyrone, the District 6 champion, will move on to the championship bout.
Over here on mat four, we're still tied up 0-0 with a minute left in this first period between Gumby of McCourt and Porter of Myersdale. Over here on mat three, Max McConville of United goes up 4-0 over Nolan Snyder of Northern Bedford with 1:19 left in the second period. Mat four, Gunby gets the takedown to Bishop McCourt, goes up 3-0 over Cooper Porter of Myersdale.
Now up on mat number one, 215-pound consolation. Robert Martin of Penns Valley has a 7-0 lead over Tyson Grove of Everett. And in mat number two in the 189-pound semi, I believe we have, is there a forfeit? They've put on the board a forfeit. In the 189-pound semi, Brady Brown of Derry? No, that can't be right. Yeah. Pull that up here. They've cleared the board. That is true.
Yep.
Brown of Derry in the 189-pound semifinal will advance into the championship bout with that forfeit. And that brings up quickly on mat number two, the 215-pound semifinal with Noah Lehew of Beth Center. Now he has to face Marquez Golden of Bishop McCourt. Golden has been pretty good here in this tournament. A couple of tech falls for him. Finished runner-up in District 6 to Landon Erdman of Huntington. Lehue got the 2 seed. Erdman got the 1 seed because of his defeat of Marquez Golden in the District 6 championship. But this Bishop McCourt wrestler, pretty good. Tough competition here for Lehue. They start this first period. 30 seconds in, no score.
Looks like we're in the last match of this consolation up here on mat number 3, 285-pound weight class consolation. David Peters of Greensburg-Salem taking on Blair Miller of Central. Over here on mat number 4, we still have Emery Gunby of Bishop McCourt and Cooper Porter of Myersdale. That score 3-1 in favor of Gunby of Bishop McCourt with 1:09 left in that second period.
They had published that the next round of consolation wouldn't start until 2:30, but we're only at 1:15 here. We should be rolling into consolations. I'm not sure what the schedule is yet. Championship, Parade of Champions isn't until 5 o'clock tonight. Noah Lehue and Gordon still scoreless here. 215-pound semifinal, Lehue of Beth Center. Hasn't allowed Gordon to take a shot in on him yet.
Over on mat 4, Emery Gunby has Porter in a world of hurt. But Porter is able to belly out and get to a base. Moves that score up 11-2 with 30 seconds left in this first period.
Lehue in some trouble. The takedown was holding on to the leg. He lets it go. Marquez Gordon gets the takedown and some back points. Now trying to put Lehue back down on the mat, and they go back out of bounds. And the takedown to make it 3-0. And I saw a couple of swipes there, but I don't see any back points coming.
Gunby from McCourt pins Cooper Porter from Myersdale in the 172 semifinals. Gunby will move on, and Porter from Myersdale will move down into the consies.
So Gordon leading Lehue 3-0.
Up here on mat 4, we have Landon Erdman from Huntington taking on Colson Carlson from Laurel. This is the 215-pound semifinal. And over on mat number 3, we're in the consolation of 285 pounds. David Peters of Greensburg-Salem taking on Blair Miller from Central.
Gordon has Lehue on his back once again, and a couple of back, another takedown, and three near fall points, that is. And Lehue is able to get out of bounds. 6-0 now, Lehue trails.
Right now on mat 3, we have Blair Miller of Central trailing David Peters of Greensburg-Salem 1-0 in this 285-pound consolation match. Mat 4 in the 215-pound semi, Erdman and Carlson still tied up 0-0.
Start the second period, Lehue trailing Marquez Gordon 6-0. Lehue will start this second period on the top. Pulling up the mat schedule. I don't see anything scheduled for the next consolation round, the Consi semis.
He must be sticking to the timeline.
Be a little bit of a break then. If that's what they decide to do here, as we are rolling right through it.
On mat 3, Peters still leads from Greensburg-Salem over Miller of Central 1-0 in the second period with 30 seconds left in that second period. Over on mat number 4, 21 seconds left in the first, all tied up at 0 against Carlson from Laurel and Erdman from Huntington.
Over on mat number 1, 215-pound consolation, Robert Martin of Penns Valley has an 11-3 lead on Tyson Grove of Everett. As Lehue continues to work from the top here, trying to do anything he can to try to get Gordon over. Gordon back up to his knees.
Mat 4 going into the second period. Still tied up at 0. Over on mat 3. The heavyweight bout consolation going into the third period. Greensburg-Salem's Peters still up 1-0 over Miller.
Noah Lehue of Beth Center's already punched his ticket to Hershey. Wrestling here in these semifinals, but trying to get into the finals, trailing Marquez Gordon 6-0.
You see the boy from Huntington, Erdman, you can hear the fans, got the takedown, and he's got some back points coming his way. He might even be able to secure the pin. Carlson doing a good job of keeping those hips rolled over. It's going to be tough for Erdman, but he's giving him everything he's got. Carlson also has that foot. He finally gets the pin. Erdman from Huntington over Carlson from Laurel in the 215-pound semi. And ladies and gentlemen, that'll bring up the heavyweight semifinal, 285 pounds between West Green's Colin White and Glendale's Daniel Williams.
Marquez Golden still holding on to a 6-0 lead. Leahy has spent this entire period on top, but Marquez Golden still trying to crawl out of it. Has not been able to get that escape point, but Leahy hasn't been able to do anything with him.
Blair Just Miller.
5 seconds remaining in that period. We'll go to the third. A 6-0 lead for Marquez Gordon.
Up on the mat three, Blair Miller was able to hit a reverse 2-1 over David Peters. On mat four, Colin White and Daniel Williams. White from West Green, Williams from Glendale. Colin tries to get that leg there, unable to. Tries to sweep the arm, not able. But he's going to be going after Daniel Williams here. He gets that leg. Williams able to put it back down. Now these boys have tree trunks for legs, so it's not an easy thing to really accomplish here. In the 285-pound semifinal between Colin White. Colin White tries to go for the takedown. Drives Williams way out of bounds before they land. So no takedown awarded. And it's still going to be 0-0 with 1:28 left in the first period.
Leahy working from the bottom, trying to get the leg out for Marquez Gordon. The Bishop McCourt wrestler, a stalemate called here. 1:30 remaining third period. Bishop McCourt's Gordon still with a 6-0 lead.
White was able to get the takedown, grabs that leg, and he's going to be getting some back points here. They're right on the edge of the mat. Williams from Glendale is going to try to scoot out, but he's not able to. Collins really pushing him back into the mat. He needs to get under that arm if he wants to have any luck to tilt this fella. And here are the back points coming. Collins a little high. He needs to sink down, get those feet onto the floor. But if he does, he'll be out of bounds. But he's got Glendale's Williams in pretty good. He's got that foot also. Just needs to sink it in. Glendale's Williams doing a good job posting up, doing everything he can not to get pinned by Colin White here. Colin leading 3-0 after that takedown. Colin goes out front. Reverses order, tries to swing back around. 4 back points awarded. 7-0, 28 seconds left in this first period. And they're going to call him out of bounds. Oh no, they'll get blood time to Glendale's Williams. Over on mat number three, looks like Blair Miller from Central is going to take the victory over Greensburg Salem's Peters. Salem's will drop down in the seventh place match, and Miller will move on through the consies.
Leahy got a reversal, but now in some trouble. Gordon reverses it right back. Now 8-2, 23 seconds remaining in the bout, trying to get the pin. Is Marquez Gordon. Marquez Gordon has Leahy down on the mat. Back points. Well, just one swipe there. Where's two? Three. Four. Four back points coming. Final 5 seconds. If he doesn't get the pin, that's going to be enough, though.
Leahy's doing everything he can to not get pinned here.
Gordon doesn't pin him, but four back points. A major decision. 12-2. Marquez Gordon of Bishop McCourt in the 215-pound semifinal will advance to the championship. Noah Leahy of Beth Center falls to the consies.
Williams from Glendale will take bottom here as White from West Green had the advantage. White chops down that arm, starts rolling Glendale's Williams, trying to work some underhooks here, get control of those wrists. White's trying to get that leg. Surely he wouldn't be trying to work a cradle here, but he's giving him everything he's got for it. He's got to be careful not to get too high. He gets a little high, but he's able to take back advantage over Glendale's Williams.
In the 285-pound consolation, Caden Shannon of Southmoreland has a 10-0 lead over Gage Gardner of Bald Eagle at the beginning of the third period. And now up on mat number two in the other 285-pound semifinal, Casey Wilson of Laurel is beginning with Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt.
Colin White of West Green, 7-0 going into the second, is bottom. Here we'll see if he tries to get up. Glendale's Williams lets him up, gets to his feet, tries to run away, but Colin does a good job tracking his leg down and gets that takedown. Takes it up 11-0 in favor of White with 1:45 left in the second period. White trying to scooch that left arm out. Try to get that underhook on that left. Glendale's Williams doing a good job laying flat, not giving White anything to work with. The White's wrenching on that head, getting that crossface in. He's trying to go under on the right, get that wrist control. But Williams is just bellied out. Not much to do here. White's working on top. Working that left arm out. If he can isolate that left arm, it'll make it easier for him to get a tilt here.
They did close down mat three, so we are going to have somewhat of a break between now and the Consi semis.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to be out of bounds with 1:05 left in the second period. Colin White leading Glendale's Daniel Williams 11-0. Colin White out of West Green. White takes top, tries to chop down that base of Williams, and he does, gets Williams flat to the mat. White's up there working. The referee's telling Williams he needs to get to work here. Williams trying to get to a base. White's trying to scooch that left arm out. As he does, he centers weight over the left side of Williams. Really pulling that out there. That cannot feel good. Colin White gets that left arm to the back of Williams from Glendale. If he can get that underhook in, he's going to be able to run over and get some back points on a tilt. But Glendale's Williams not letting him have anything here. Really sticking to the ground. Now White is able to run over top a little bit, but cedes a little bit of area, tries to put that head, does White, into the side of Glendale's Williams to get him back down to his base, bellied out. 9 seconds left in this second period. Colin White of West Green, 11-0 over Daniel Williams from Glendale. One, and that'll bring an end to the second period.
Hugs around for Caden Shannon of Southmoreland. He wins the 285-pound consolation bout against Gage Gardner of Bald Eagle. And Caden Shannon will head to Hershey out of Southmoreland. Gardner will drop to the seventh place bout at 285.
To start the third, Colin White will take top over Williams from Glendale. They assume the position and the whistle blows. White doing a good job isolating that left arm. That can't feel good on Williams. White's really been torquing that behind his body there.
Other 285-pound semifinals still going on here. Casey Wilson of Laurel now trailing Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt 1-0. Minute to go, second period.
Colin White trying to work a tilt, loses that arm. Thing about heavyweights, there's a lot of sweat on that mat. Gets a little slippery down there. Williams bellied out, trying to post up on that right, trying to make sure he doesn't get tilted by Colin from West Green. Colin White doing everything he can to work the tilt, trying to get some back points to finish this thing up. Williams not doing a whole lot on bottom. 1 minute, 9 seconds left in the third period. White goes for that tilt. Can't get it. Williams bellies back out. White on top in firm control of this match here. Trying to isolate that left arm again. Really working that left arm of Williams from Glendale. And he gets it back there, and that cannot feel good. I can tell you, that cannot feel good. Gets the underhook on that arm. Now he's got that post on the right. He's going to work for a tilt here. Unable to get it. Williams just a load to move around down there. But White's really trying to put it to him. Trying to knock out that base of that right arm. Kicks it out. Pulling that left arm up again is White from West Green. 25 seconds left. And he might be content just to ride the rest of this one out. I don't know. Coach Gary White down there is coaching him up, trying to get that tilt. Trying to work for that pin. I just don't know if it's in the cards for Colin White here in this 285-pound semifinal.
Begin the third period in the other 285-pound semi. Caleb Rodriguez and Bishop McCourt has a 1-0 lead over Casey Wilson of Laurel.
And that'll bring an end to that 285-pound semifinal with West Green's Colin White moving on to the finals and Glendale's Williams dropping down into the consolations.
Second finalist out of Washington and Greene counties. Just two of them here at Altoona this weekend. Drake McClure at 139 pounds for Bentworth, and at 285 pounds, Colin White of West Green. We'll have more Concy semifinal action at 133 pounds. Bar of McGuffey, 139 pounds, right of Beth Center. And Cadis of Burgettstown, 152 pounds. Bonus of McGuffey. Alec Palko at 160 pounds of Jefferson Morgan, as well as Owen Ivsik of Bentworth at 189 pounds. Malachi Peak and 215 pounds. Noah Lehue of Beth Center. We'll have four wrestlers looking for a shot at Hershey in the seventh place bout. Winners will advance. Losers end the season. Hanning of Jefferson Morgan. Ely of McGuffey, Patton of Washeye, and Logan Noyes as well at 152 pounds. Final 30 seconds here of this 285-pound semifinal between Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt and Casey Wilson of Laurel. They're tied at one, and I believe we're going to have some sort of injury time here. So we'll step aside when we come back. We'll recap what we expect here of these semifinals. Mike, actually, I might put you on a job, too, to figure out what time we're going to start these, the next consolation round. We'll talk about the schedule here when we come back on greensports.net and WJPA.
For over 50 years, Saras Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saras, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saras Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, saraskandies.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
The last bout of the semifinals headed to sudden victory. Casey Wilson of Laurel and Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt. Those two battling it out on the mat right now, head-to-head, trying to hand fight a little bit. Nobody really taking a shot quite yet. Here's what we know. Washington and Greene counties brought 38 wrestlers here to Altoona. 14 of them are still alive. 10 of them have already clinched a spot at Hershey next weekend. 4 of them will have to wrestle in the championship round for 7th place. Winners will advance. Losers will end the season. 2 local wrestlers will wrestle in the finals. That's 139 pounds Drake McClure, the junior out of Bentworth, who finished 2nd in the WPIL. He'll wrestle here for a regional championship. And the WPIL champion at 285 pounds, Colin White. End of the sudden victory period. Nobody's been able to score a point yet between Caleb Rodriguez and Casey Wilson. They remain tied. There is still one more consolation round to go, the Concy semifinals, which will determine which wrestlers will wrestle for third and which wrestlers will wrestle for fifth. Winners of those Concy semis will go to the third place bout. Losers of the Concy semis will go to the fifth place bout. The local wrestlers that will be wrestling in this next consolation round, again, just before we went to the break, I gave them to you. 133 is Barr, 139 is Wright and Cadis, 152 Bonus, 160 Palko and Ivsik, 189 Peak, and 215 Lehue. Those are the 8 wrestlers that will wrestle in the Concy semis from Washington and Greene counties. The schedule had originally said that those were to start around 2:30, so we expect to have a little bit of a break here before we get to those. We're still waiting for this final 285-pound semifinal to finish up. They're in the final 5 seconds of the first tiebreaker period. Nobody's been able to score. Maybe Casey Wilson tried to escape and didn't get it. Great job by Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt to hang on to the leg as Wilson had gotten up. but somehow Rodriguez just grabbed the leg before time expired to make sure that Wilson did not get that escape point. They remain tied at one as they begin the second tiebreaker period. Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt on the bottom this time, and Casey Wilson of Laurel on top, and there's the escape. Rodriguez gets up. It's 2-1. Now Wilson's going to have to do some work here. Final 20 seconds. Tries to take a shot in on the left leg. Caleb Rodriguez blocks that for now. Back up at top. Wilson's going to have to take a shot again. Head-to-head, they're hand-fighting. Wilson goes down to his knees, trying to look for a leg. Final 5 seconds. Casey Wilson of Laurel goes in one last time and can't get it done. Caleb Rodriguez in tiebreakers wins 2-1, and Rodriguez will head to the 285-pound final. Casey Wilson of Laurel drops to the consolation bouts. Tonight's schedule includes a parade of champions scheduled for 5 p.m., and then the championship bouts that will wrestle with the 3rd, 5th, and 7th place bouts on all four mats at the same time is scheduled to start somewhere around 5:15, and that's when we believe that we will come on the air somewhere during that parade of champions. Now, we were expecting a little bit of a break, but my man Mike Hildreth just came up here, and maybe we won't get a little bit of a break.
No, it looks like they're clearing the mats, and we're getting ready to roll right into these consolations.
All right, consolation semifinals. So we'll step aside. When we come back, we'll bring you these consolation semifinals here on greensports.net and WJPA.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.